The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Do you recognize this band?
Can't say that I do.
That's the Chuck E. Cheese animatronics band.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I should have known that one. I'm upset with myself now.
Yeah, there was a big announcement from Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese says it's removing its iconic animatronic bands from all of its locations.
Good.
Except for one. Chuck E. Cheese plans to evolve its entertainment to cater to younger crowds. Some of the new enhancements include a state-of-the-art dance floor. Yeah. And a giant video wall.
Yeah. What is with these two commentators? You know what? I'm never the person who wants to tear on somebody else's thing because I'm sure that there is somebody in the car right now that thinks that I am a fool. All right? But yeah. What's happening there? First off, yeah. And the dude who's like, good.
Yeah.
Like, what are you mad at the mouse for, bro? What are you mad at the mouse for? Good.
Like, well, exactly. Why do you want to get rid of the animatronics?
Yeah.
I heard that, and I was like, oh, I mean, I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in a million years. I don't even have one near I live, so I haven't. Who knows? But, like, it's sad. It's, like, part of nostalgia.
Listen, if they had just dressed him up, cleaned him, put a little oil in the joints, right, put a new outfit on it so it didn't smell musty there in the building, that'd be one thing. The new dance floor sounds cool. They've got those lit-up dance floors now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
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 Let's get rid of those mice.
Oh, I hate those mice. I hate that mouse band. Yeah.
All right. So that's happening. They're going to be celebrating their 50th anniversary in 2027, Chuck E. Cheese, and they've got some big things on the way.
I mean, what will be there if there's no ballroom, right? If there's no ball pit and there's no animatronics, like, what are we going there for?
We heard the video game wall and the dance floor. You hear what she said? She was very excited about it. You want to hear it again? Hold on.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Also trending, which is going to cause some panic for some people, is there is a Christmas tree shortage once again. I feel like we report on this every year since the pandemic.
So what is it? Is it the drought or is it the flood this time?
I don't know.
Which one is it?
I don't know. Here's the
good.
Here's the Here's a one of the tree growers talking about.
Here's
it.
Here's a tree guy.
Yep.
Our first trailer load of trees would come in. These bins would be full with trees, various sizes, and you can see there are no trees here.
There's no trees.
That's not an explanation, sir. It's just the fact that you don't have any trees.
The Fraser Christmas trees are the ones that are shortage right now.
Okay.
And there are, honestly, there's a lot of farms across the country that are closing for the 2023 season because they just don't have enough that to meet demand.
Well, I mean, is that because that they sold so many trees last year?
Well, that's
or what does it mean?
You ever go to a tree farm and you like look and they have like the like where the little ones are?
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, well, they're not going to be ready for like 20 years. I don't know how long it takes to grow a Christmas
right,
tree.
I mean, that's crop management, right? Like they got to always be planning for that stuff.
When do you go get your tree?
I mean, as soon as we can, Black Friday, typically, or the day after. I mean, this year, honestly, we're looking to do the holidays a little bit earlier with, you know, my son's son on the way. So basically, like, we're trying to move things up, but you can't get a fresh tree right now.
You got to wait. They're not out yet. Yeah.
The fake ones come out this weekend, though.
Yeah, but the fake one, you know how I feel about fake trees. But I'm a Black Friday Christmas tree person, too, because I feel like you have to go in order. So first I have to have my turkey, and then I can wake up the following morning, and then I can handle Christmas.
Yeah,
you know?
I do shopping, and then I go get the tree that afternoon or that evening if I can.
Yeah. But
good.
Imagine you go, right?
Yeah.
And there's not a single tree, and you're just standing in an empty lot. How are you going to feel?
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.